Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 16, 2013. Israeli soldiers have invaded various Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped five Palestinians. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian media sources reported that Israeli troops kidnapped three Palestinians from Hijja and Jayus villages near Qalqilia in the northwest of the West Bank. The Israeli military claimed that the three were wanted for what they called security violations. Furthermore, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Jab'a village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Eyewitnesses in the village said that troops kidnapped Ibrahim Baddad, 38 years old, and Murad Malaysha, 23. The eyewitnesses said that the army forced the families out into the cold amidst the snowstorm and searched their homes. On Sunday evening, Israeli military sources reported that an Israeli soldier was shot and killed by rounds fired allegedly coming from the Lebanese side of the border by a Lebanese soldier. Israeli Daily Haaretz reported that Tel Aviv has filed an official complaint against Lebanon with the United Nations, adding that the incident will not likely lead to confrontation between Lebanon and Israel. According to Haaretz, around 8:30 p.m., while an Israeli military vehicle was patrolling a border area, around 6 to 7 rounds of live ammunition were fired, likely from a light firearm and from a relatively close range. Furthermore, the Lebanese army has reported that one of its soldiers is missing and that Israeli soldiers likely abducted him. Similar to the Israeli army, the Lebanese armed forces declared a state of emergency in the area. Also on Sunday, Israeli soldiers have violently attacked a young Palestinian man from Hebron, causing moderate injuries that required hospitalization. Another man was injured after being rammed by a military vehicle. Medical sources said that a number of Israeli soldiers violently assaulted resident Iyad Husniya from the Al-Arub refugee camp in Hebron as he was returning home. He was moved to Beit Jala governmental hospital in Bethlehem, suffering moderate injuries. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 16th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Banoura and me, George Rishnow.